want to share a little bit of what I felt God was saying. I'm not always a teacher, I'm a bit prophetic, so I hope you'll bear with me when I talk. Nehemiah had faith for restoration of a nation. The other day I was really inspired by Mark's Lego story, so it seems quite a good way of doing the story. But I hope that we can all have the heart of a child, because it's actually quite a good summary of the Nehemiah story before I speak. It makes it a little bit more interesting, I think. So I hope as adults you can manage if we put this up.
The Israelites had been in captivity in Babylon, but were finally allowed to go home. But their homes were destroyed, and they had to be rebuilt. Meanwhile, Nehemiah was the cupbearer for the king of Susa. Nehemiah was sad that his hometown of Jerusalem was laying in ruins, so Nehemiah asked the king of Susa for permission to go and rebuild Jerusalem's walls. The king said,
"Yes, you may go, and I will even give you the supplies to rebuild the walls."
Nehemiah traveled to Jerusalem with all of the supplies. He checked over the walls. They were completely destroyed. They couldn't keep anyone inside of Jerusalem safe. So Nehemiah organized a lot of people to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And they worked together as a team, rebuilding the walls. However, there were people living in the land who did not want the walls of Jerusalem to be rebuilt. A leader named Sanballat, among others, wanted Jerusalem to stay weak and helpless. So they sent threatening notes to Nehemiah. But Nehemiah didn't give up. He threw away the notes and continued to rebuild the walls. Sanballat asked Nehemiah to meet him to talk, but it was a trap. Nehemiah refused, and he continued to rebuild the walls. When Israel's enemies realized their schemes weren't working, they planned to attack Jerusalem. So the people building the walls had to be prepared at every moment. They rebuilt the walls with one hand and held a sword in the other. Even when they went for a drink of water, they carried a sword with them, just in case. Sanballat and the other of Israel's enemies heard of the Israelites' courage, and they decided to not attack. The Israelites continued to rebuild the city's walls. At last, the walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt in just 52 days. Everyone in the land heard how fast the walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt, and they were amazed. They knew that God was with the people of Israel.
So I hope you enjoyed that, with Nehemiah being a ninja, Batman being a baddie, and various others. Nehemiah, actually, the name means comforter. It's the same name that we use for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And I think the book of Nehemiah is such a beautiful picture of how the Holy Spirit works in our lives and in the nation. I was looking at Nehemiah just recently. I was thinking, you know, there's sort of three different levels to Nehemiah. It's an amazing book. Nehemiah is in many ways a prophetic picture of Jesus. Like Nehemiah, who had a place in the palace, he was a cupbearer to the king, but he chose to leave the palace and identify with the people in a city that was broken and being destroyed, just like Jesus did, left the palace, left the king, being with God, and came to identify with us. So Jesus really is the ultimate Nehemiah, isn't he? And it's often the case in the Old Testament, that's a picture of the new. And I just wanted to get across the fact that, you know, the walls coming down were not like, you know, your garden fence popping down. It wasn't like that. You know, the city was totally broken and open to thieves and looting. And the only thing I could relate it to was something like Hurricane Katrina, when it broke through the levees, the water broke through the levees at New Orleans just the complete devastation. Whereas in the Bible, often city walls represent safety and a place of strength and wholeness, a place where people would go for refuge. So this whole thing about the city being so devastated was a complete picture of something much more than just the city, if you understand what I'm saying. On another level, so you've got that sort of level, and then on another level, Nehemiah is a beautiful picture of what God does in our lives, rebuilding those walls of salvation and placing back the gates of praise. I was thinking, it's such a reflection. I love Isaiah as well. I spend a lot of time in Isaiah. And Isaiah 60 says, no longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. So it's the picture of Jesus. There's a picture of what, you know, happens in your own life. And then the final one really is, I think, is that it's a picture of restoration of a nation. And now how Nehemiah had faith for the restoration of the city. And I'm sure he should be in that Hebrews list. And maybe he's under the one others that he doesn't manage to mention. What a man of faith Nehemiah was. So when we saw that quick clip in the story, first thing I really felt God wanted to say was that Nehemiah receives favor from the king and he goes to the city. And I said to you that Nehemiah is a picture like of Jesus. But actually, it's a picture of us. What God really spoke to me about was that it's a picture of you and I. We live in the palace. You know, we are sons and daughters of the king. We have an amazing position with him. And I was really struck by the fact that Nehemiah wept when he heard reports of the city. And I felt like he left the palace because he could not stay in where he was, because he knew the state of the city. And I really wondered if that was our heart. Are we making sure that we're okay during this whole season that we're in at the minute? We have a job. We're okay making sure we've got our stuff sorted. Or do we weep for the state of the nation? Do we even see our city that we live in? Are we looking like Nehemiah, finding out about some of the things that are going on? These are just some of the things I was looking at Perth and Kinross, and 17% of children live below the poverty line. 1 in 4 have mental health issues in this county. Drug crime actually rose dramatically, both in just over the COVID period. There's been a lot more drug issues. One of my colleagues runs, he's the lead doctor for child protection. And one of the things he always says to me is that sometimes they have cameras set up in the police station that he coordinates with. And particularly hardcore pornography is tagged. So they see it being downloaded on computers. And he does our child protection kind of briefing talks when we're working. And he said that at least 3 an hour are downloaded on computers in Perth and Kinross. Hardcore pornography. I know that the violence against women and has increased, and a lot more are seeking refuge, especially during lockdown. And another example, something that, you know, we live in the most beautiful place, and Craig is a lovely little area, and there's some nice shops. And one, about a couple of years ago, we noticed a whole load of police, and there had been some trafficking, women trafficking going on in one of the shops above the shops. I had absolutely no idea. I was totally horrified. I had walked through those streets and not realised, you know. So there are things that we do not see that are happening in our city all the time. And I just felt God's heart. Do we weep for our city? Do we actually look, or are we looking after ourselves? And I was very challenged. One of the other things about Nehemiah, I don't think it shows it on this story that I said there, was in the actual text, it says, Nehemiah rose in the night and took a horse and investigated the walls. And I just felt God say, you know, that we are a people that rise in the night. We rise in the darkness. We shine the light. This is our moment where we shine. It isn't a moment to stay in the darkness. It's a moment to shine. And in Esther, it's actually interesting. Nehemiah goes before the king, and they think it's the same king that of Esther as well. And she says, if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance of the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. But who knows that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this? And I, again, was just really challenged. I was thinking about, we are in a royal position. We are sons and daughters of the king. And I listened to quite a lot of Chris Ballatin, and he says, rebuilding the cities, he's talking about his own city. If you don't have faith, if you look at the walls, you don't have hope. And I was thinking about, you know, when we look at Perth and Kinross, we are the light in the darkness. We rise in the darkness. And so we need to look at those walls with faith. I'm so excited about CAP and what we've been doing there. And I'm so excited about the compassion boxes. But I felt God say that's just the start. That is just the start of what God wants to do in Perth and Kinross, and even in Fife, because I know Colin and Mary are down there. God is doing something in this nation, and that is just the start. So the next thing God said to me was in Nehemiah 2, where it says, you see the trouble we are in. And that's what he's speaking to the people. He's saying, you see the trouble we are in. You know, Nehemiah wasn't in a bad situation. He's from a palace. And the same is the true for us, actually. We are royalty. We come from the palace. We know the king. We've been saved. We're living for eternity. But the outcome of faith is that Nehemiah makes the situation his own. He doesn't go, oh, yes, you've got a problem. He says, this is our problem. This is our problem. He identifies that. He takes ownership with the trouble. There's no blame culture in Nehemiah's language at all. So when you look at the issues in your street or in your city or in your area, do you take ownership? Or is it the council's fault? Or is it something that God wants to do, something with us to bring some change? We need to see that the issues that God has put before us, they're not over there. They're, you know, God is actually saying, come on, we actually have got an answer. Obviously, I know we're a small church. We can't take on everything. But I do know that God is saying, take ownership. Often Jesus doesn't remove circumstances. He actually comes into those circumstances with us. And that's what we've got to model to this city. One of the last things I felt from this is Nehemiah recounts the favor of God on him. It's interesting. Nehemiah is one of an interesting leader. So if you look at someone like Moses, the Israelites spent the whole time grumbling. It felt like he was pulling them, didn't they, through the desert. Whereas Nehemiah actually gets people to work alongside him, which I think is amazing. Such a different thing. Everybody agrees to work with him, says yes. And one of the things he uses is testimony. It's such an amazing tool, even with yourself, isn't it, to say, remember what God has done. And tell others what God has done. You know, testimony actually brings faith. When I hear people speaking about what God is doing, I just get really excited. I think, yes, God can do this. And I was looking at Nehemiah 3. It's not probably a chapter many people have read, but it says, you know, well, the locksmith was next to the goldsmith, or the servant, the temple servants were there. The fathers with their daughters were there, and they were all working alongside each other. You know, that testimony that Nehemiah brought actually created faith in so many people. They thought, yeah, God can do this. And what is amazing is it was old, it was young, it was people of different status and positions, it was poor, it was rich. They were all working alongside each other, and they worked on their area of the wall. Wherever you live, that's your area. That's what God has given you to do. And I just felt a sense that it's not one person's job, you know, it's everyone's job to rebuild the ruins and the cities that are devastated for generations. And when I look at this area, beautiful though it is, I think God weeps. God weeps for Scotland. He weeps for this nation because it's in such a bad way. And just finally, really, the pandemic, you know, it could be just a pandemic. It could be something that passes by us and we do not see what God is doing. And for me, there are moments and there are seasons where God is on the move. And I feel really emotional about this, but Nehemiah rebuilt the walls in 52 days for what had not been accomplished in 72 years. And, you know, sometimes we pray, don't we? We pray for things to happen and we believe for God to see things happen, and they just don't seem to. And maybe that was what it was like, building those walls for 72 years and nothing happened. And then God brings a Nehemiah season and suddenly things start to change. And I just want to prophetically say to you, this is a Nehemiah season. This is a Nehemiah season. Don't miss it. Don't get distracted by other things. Hear the heart of God. This is a Nehemiah season. And when you pray, you know, I was listening again to Chris Ballison, who I do love, and he was talking about prayer recently, and he was saying he learnt to chop wood with a guy that was a lumberjack in the forests. And so he went up to really learn how to do it, and he was whacking his axe on this log, you know. And he kept whacking, but nothing happened. And this lumberjack friend came over and said, "Chris, what are you doing?" And he said, "Well, I'm trying to chop wood. I'm trying to make this up." And he says, "Right, when you chop wood, you chop in the same place. You hit the same place again and again and again. And at some point, you will hear the log crack. And then you follow the crack." And Chris said, he said, "When you pray, pray the promises of God. Pray them again on the same place. Don't pray randomly. Pray on those same things that God has promised you. And when you hear the crack, follow the line of the crack." And I just feel God saying, you know, this is a Nehemiah season. So what you have prayed for in the past, you need to actually pray those in, because you're going to see things happen that you did not believe would happen. And that actually, you know, there is a crack. In many ways, COVID is a crack. Many people are really seeking and asking about God. And, you know, Nehemiah rebuilt those walls in 52 days. This is a significant moment. It's a Nehemiah season.